Yo, what up, Street Talks? Here, Kim. All right, Turbo Thoughts. So, this one is about courage. So, what is courage? Courage comes from the heart. I mean, it's my personal belief that everything in life is all about courage. And even in ancient Greek times, one's virtuosity, you know, virtue, virtues, being a man, whatever, being a magnanimous human being, is all about courage. Courage to dictate one's inner thoughts at the risk of punishment, shame, etc. Courage to act or behave or live in a certain way, no shirt on. Having the courage to potentially be ridiculed. So even one of my favorite Kanye lines, right? It's like, with my ego, I could show up in Speedo and look like a fucking hero, right? And so it's pretty interesting. Like, even basic thing, right? Abraham, I really think it's the most superior, like, sounds so silly, right? If you want to be more creative, buy an iPad Pro, and get some Vibram Five Fingers, go topless and walk around the mountains. It's an Eric Kim simple creativity solution, and no stupid case, no stupid pencil. Pencil is just a glorified stylus, right? The Apple stylus. And I like this idea, the rare for the rare. So even this is also the nice thing too, is like, since I'm American, Korean American, being here in Seoul, South Korea, / Hadong, South Korea, I want to have the courage to act in certain ways where people look at me like I'm a barbarian or some sort of savage or foreigner. And actually, that's the funny upside, is being a foreigner, no, being of a different nation, and it being a different nation, why is it that everyone's always trying to fit in? Shouldn't it be to maximally stick out? And this is where Koreans are so superficially contradictory, is that like, oh, you don't want people to look at you weird or whatever, right? Or you don't want to be looked at, right? Yet all the Koreans want to get the Rolls Royce, the Lamborghini, etc. Yet, you know, in Seoul, South Korea, there's no law saying that you can't walk around with a t-shirt. But Koreans don't do that because, you know, A, most Koreans are fat, and B, they're afraid of being ridiculed. But it's hilarious because people's outer appearances, outer thoughts, and their inner thoughts are actually quite at odds. Like, I was in the subway in Seoul, and I saw some youngish Korean dude watching, like, the super buff Seoul-ass Korean doing heavy squats on YouTube, and, you know, topless. And so, and Koreans also love Korean dramas and TV shows. So the Korean fantasy of acting a certain way is romanticized, yet in practicality, in practical reality, it is seen with, like, fear, disdain, or confusion. And even one of the, I was born in the States. I actually studied Korean as a minor when I was at UCLA as an undergrad. Shout out to my sensei name, Jane. He's the best. And the hilarity is, I really wanted to improve my Korean so much to prevent myself from being in shameful situations where I just don't understand other people. And actually, even one of my, it wasn't my blood harabaji, but like my wei harabaji, is my mom's dad's foreign ex, my non-paternal grandfather's, I think it was like one of his brothers or something like that. Or it might have been my, actually no, I think it was my my chin harabaji's brother. So my dad's brother, who said to me, he's like, "야, 상진아, 네 한국 사람인데 한국 사람 할 줄 모르면 한국 사람 아니다." Which is like, Eric, if you're Korean, but you don't know how to speak Korean, you're not Korean. And it was so full of shame. And as a consequence, I told my mom, I was like, oh, 엄마, don't feed me food unless you speak to me only in Korean. And then I respond only in Korean. This is actually the problem that a lot of Korean Americans, like my generation, born 1988, is our parents immigrated to America for better life opportunities, right? However, they spoke to us only in Korean, so we understand everything, but we also, you know, respond in English. And it was kind of a mutually beneficial situation because, like, for example, my mom, right? She, you know, when she was first in America, my mom's around like 68 now. So, what's my mom? She was born in the 50s. 50s, 60s? Yeah, 55, I think. When she first went to America, she was so afraid that Americans would judge her English as being poor. And therefore, she used me and my sister as kind of like, you know, practice her English. And so, you know, I would, you know, me and my sister would speak to each other in English, speak to my mom in English. But then my mom would speak to me, us kind of in Konglish, like a little bit of Korean, a little bit of English. But all things considered, a lot of people's motivation for study languages and stuff, I think the sadness is, it's more about shame allayment rather than maybe personal interest, I suppose. So actually, one of the great things about learning Vietnamese is like learning my pidgin, you know, Uber, Grab, taxi Vietnamese, right? Oh, pro tip. If you want to actually get better at a foreign language, just ride solo in a foreign country with a taxi driver, Uber, whatever, and just try to learn the local language is like the best way to learn. But anyways, I have zero shame when speaking Vietnamese, and I speak Vietnamese so confidently, even though I totally mess up all the tones and the words and stuff like that. Why is that? Because I am not Vietnamese, you know, by blood, and therefore I don't have any sort of shame notions attached to my identity. Whereas, you know, even now, truth be told, like whenever I speak Korean, I'm always like self-conscious because certainly I'm gonna pronounce things like an American because I was born in the States, right? And actually, it's nice. Like a lot of Koreans, you know, here in the village are like, wow, you're born in America, but you speak Korean so well. And so I think also I need to consider that more, where I should be proud of the fact that I speak or understand any Korean, given the fact that I was born and raised in the States. Hi, Mungmungi. Okay. So, oh, another pro tip is, if you want to make your videos more personal, touch this stuff. Yeah. Yep. Do. I wish I could lift up this rock. Very big. Yeah. Put some random crap on my hand. Anyways, and so, yeah, I think it's really important to unlearn shame, to de-shamify yourself, and have the courage to speak confidently. No, like, actually, the funny thing was with quote-unquote fluency, you will actually appear as more fluent and comprehensible if actually you speak confidently with all your grammatical and pronunciation mistakes fluidly, rather than always trying to think, oh, you know, am I going to be doing the proper grammar? So for example, the problem a lot of Koreans who want to learn English is that they're too nerdy about it. They try to be 100% perfect with the pronunciation, vocabulary, whatever. But it's hilarious because it's like, it doesn't really matter. Like, what's the most important thing is to be able to communicate and be understood by the other party, whether you're UCA'd correctly or incorrectly. And even if you think about it, like at the upper echelons of American society or the UK or whatever scholarship, right? So many scholars and super academic intelligent people, everyone talks a little bit differently. Like there's even a lot of academics in the States, right? At big prestigious Ivy League schools. You know, they grew up in the South, right? So when they speak with like a super Southern accent or from Texas or whatever, right? Unfortunately, the hidden bias is that they're seen as a little bit more backwards or unintelligent because they have an accent, but then again also this kind of bias and this, you know, regionalism, racism comes even in South Korea. So for example, you know, I am Korean American, I was born in the States, but my mom's actually from Busan. So we speak a special dialect called Gyeongsangdo Saturi. And so for example, proper Seoul city Korean would be, oh, 너는 뭐해? Like, what are you doing, right? But in Gyeongsangdo, Busan Saturi, which all the gangsters talk in the gangster films, right? Is, shout out to my friend Josh, Josh White, is, 야, 니는 뭐하노? So instead of saying, 너는, you say, 니는. And even I've actually realized this is a hilarity, is that I'm actually really bad in Korean to pronounce the word, right? The line vowel thing. It's because my family is actually from that region. So, and then also the intonation of my, like even my Busan Samchon, who's hilarious, right? My Busan uncle is like, Ya Sangnina, ni mohano? Ni bam mogunno? So it's kind of like this like twingy, up swings, down swings, whatever. To me, it's much more fun and hilarious. And you know, the bias is that if you speak with this Gyeongsangdo, like kind of countryside accent, people gonna look at you, be like, you're a little bit less intelligent than like proper city Seoul folks who speak the quote-unquote standardized Korean. But also this is something to consider, is even in Vietnam, there's this bias too, right? Like, you know, got Northern Vietnam, got Southern Vietnam, you got the Middle Vietnam. So, technically, the Hanoi North